All right, so today we're going kind of hyper-local for our deep dive. We're looking at a post from Boston Open Dev. It's on Zulip,
Okay.
and it's all about their upcoming meetup.
Cool.
And what we're trying to do is kind of get a feel for, what's this all about?
Yeah.
If I live in Boston, is this something I might want to check out?
Right.
Right away, it's interesting just how direct this invitation is.
Yeah, it's like straight to the point. There's no like fluff or anything.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's just here's the info.
Yeah, so here's when it is.
Yeah.
If you're in Boston, mark your calendar Sunday, April 2025
Okay.
at 7 p.m.
Sunday night.
Sunday night. Yep. And the place is called Hamilton Restaurant and Bar.
Okay.
It's at 1366 Beacon Street
Got it.
in Brookline,
Brooklyn.
Massachusetts.
Okay.
And I love that they include links for directions.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
So Google Maps,
Super helpful.
OpenStreetMap,
Yeah.
they're just making it easy.
Yeah. It seems like they're trying to make it very easy to attend.
Yeah, to find the place.
Yeah.
And then when you get there, what can you expect?
Right.
They say it's extremely casual.
Okay.
Usually they get like 7 to 10 people.
That's a good size group.
Yeah, so not too big, not too small.
Yeah.
And they, eat, they talk. Obviously, a lot of it is about open source.
Okay.
But it's not limited to that.
Oh, interesting.
And the best thing is they really emphasize that everyone is welcome.
Oh, that's really good.
Like, no matter how much experience you have.
Right.
So if you've never even heard of open source,
Okay.
come on down.
Yeah, just show up.
If you're a veteran,
Right.
you're also welcome.
Yeah, so it's like a good mix of people.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes you go to these meetups and it can be a little intimidating
Oh,
if you're not
calendar.
like super experienced. So
Right.
I like that they explicitly say that anyone's welcome.
Yeah, no, you're right. It can be scary to,
Yeah, just to put yourself out there.
To walk into a room full of strangers.
Exactly.
So now they say walk-ins are okay,
Right.
but they prefer if you RSVP,
That makes sense.
just so they can get a head count for the table.
Sure, yeah, for the restaurant.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And there's a ton of ways to RSVP. You can reply on the Zulip post.
Okay.
You can find them on Mastodon. They've got a
Oh.
Signal group,
Oh, wow.
GitHub discussions.
So they're pretty much everywhere.
And you can even just email philipdurbin@gmail.com.
So many ways to get in touch.
Yeah, so really no excuses for not letting them know you're coming.
Exactly.
And another thing that really stands out is that they're committed to a positive and inclusive environment.
Oh, that's good.
They say right here that they follow the GitHub code of conduct,
Right.
and that they want to create an open, welcoming, diverse, inclusive, and healthy community.
Which I think is really important these
Oh,
days.
yeah.
It just makes everyone feel more comfortable and welcome and, more willing to participate.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
it's good that they're emphasizing that.
And then, this is interesting.
What's that?
They have this thing called Boston Open Dev People.
Okay.
So if you attend a meetup, they encourage you to add yourself to the list.
Okay.
And you do that by editing a people.tsv file.
So it's like a community directory.
Yeah, it's like who's who in the Boston open source scene.
I like that.
Yeah, so pretty cool.
So it sounds like a really good way to connect with other people who are interested in open
Yeah,
source.
if you're in the Boston area, definitely check it out.
Sunday night in April.
April 2025,
Yeah.
7 p.m.
Hamilton Restaurant and Bar.
That's the place.
Cool.
Brookline, Massachusetts.
Very easy to RSVP.
Oh, yeah. And super welcoming.
Yeah.
And these aren't one-off events. They've been doing this for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. They mentioned, that they had 11 people in February of this year.
Wow.
But then back in June of 2023, they only had 3 people.
Okay, so it varies.
Yeah. So you never know how many people are going to show up.
Right.
But it seems like they're pretty consistent. And some of the meetups even have photos.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So you can kind of get a feel for,
Yeah, see what it's like.
what it's like.
It seems like a nice community.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's cool that they're doing this in person
Yeah.
because these days everything's so online.
Right.
It's nice to have that face-to-face interaction.
Yeah. What do you think is the value of that?
I mean, for me, it's just you can connect with people on a different level.
Yeah.
You can have those side conversations, those little moments that you wouldn't get online.
And you never know what could come out of those conversations.
Exactly. You could meet your next collaborator or get inspired for a new project.
Or just make a new friend.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're in the Boston area, and you're interested in open source,
Or even just curious.
yeah, even just curious, think about checking out one of these Boston Open Dev meetups.
Yeah, you never know what might happen.
Exactly.
That could be really valuable.
You might be surprised.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Well, thanks for diving into this with me.
Yeah, this was fun.
Yeah, this was interesting.
Always good to see what's happening in the open source community.
All right. Until next time.
Yeah.